Many got scolded by Padre Pio, and always for good reason. Today's video features a religious sister who shares why she was scolded by Padre Pio. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Today's story is sourced from the book De Padre, Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, written by Father Marcelino Iasanzeniero. In this fascinating account, Father Marcelino shares a captivating testimony by Sister Pura Pagani. Sister Pagani recalls occasions when she was scolded by Padre Pio. But before we delve into her story, let me provide a brief introduction to Sister Pagani. Sister Pagani was born on November 5, 1914, in Selva di Progno, a small town in northern Italy. With a strong desire to become a nun, she joined the Little Sisters of the Holy Family in Verona, Italy, on August 1, 1932. She made her religious profession on January 12, 1941. Sister Pagani devoted her life to caring for kindergarten children. People admired not only her outward beauty, but also her friendly nature, which allowed her to connect with people from all walks of life and of any age. She was known to comprehend the torments of souls, even before those who sought her guidance could articulate their struggles. She tirelessly spent numerous hours assisting those in need, never feeling exhausted, and even sometimes forgetting to take a break for a drink of water. Seems to me that Sister Pagani, like Padre Pio, received many gifts from the Holy Spirit. Now let's turn our attention to her captivating testimony. On one occasion, feeling unwell during her visit to Tarquinia, a city in central Italy, she decided to seek Padre Pio's counsel. After saving up some money, she embarked on the journey with a fellow sister. When they arrived in San Giovanni Rotondo, Sister Pagani approached Father Raffaele, whom she knew from before, and sought his assistance in arranging a meeting with Padre Pio. The kind friar arranged for her to have a chance to talk with Padre Pio at the confessional. As soon as Padre Pio finished hearing a penitent's confession, he motioned for Sister Pagani to approach him. However, to her surprise, as soon as she approached him, Padre Pio exclaimed, "Go away, go away!" Sister Pagani was deeply saddened by his sudden harshness, as he had always been kind to her during their previous encounters. Feeling ashamed, she walked away from the confessional and stood frozen to her spot, even after Padre Pio finished the confessions and everyone else tried to approach and kiss his hands. As Padre Pio was heading back to the sacristy, he gestured to a woman to call Sister Pagani over. He wanted her to come closer. However, it took three invitations before Sister Pagani mustered the courage to approach, fearing another scolding. Once she stood by his side, Padre Pio reassured her, saying, "Stay calm. You will get better. You will get better." Then, as if to explain the reason for his earlier harshness, he added, "But next time, come with the permission of your superiors." It became clear to Sister Pagani that Padre Pio had read her conscience. In fact, she hadn't informed the provincial mother before leaving, fearing that she would be denied permission, and Padre Pio knew about her misbehavior. Now, Padre Pio was known for always following the rules given by his superiors, even when it was hard for him. So it's likely that he was quite upset with Sister Pagani for not respecting the rules she herself had vowed to follow. It appears that Sister Pagani held a deep fascination regarding Padre Pio's relationship with Jesus, and it's understandable why. However, Padre Pio perceived her curiosity as a negative trait. So on another occasion, she received a scolding from him, urging her to let go of her curiosity and instead focus on building a deep personal connection with Jesus. But this advice was hard to follow, During one of her visits to San Giovanni Rotondo, Sister Pagani had the privilege of receiving Holy Communion during Mass. She noticed that Padre Pio wasn't wearing gloves and was curious. She tried to catch a glimpse of his wounds, but then she heard him say, "Think about what you are doing." That must have been a strong reminder at that moment. And with that, Sister Pura Pagani's testimony comes to an end. In 1970, she became the superior of her community, and her earthly journey came to an end on July 2, 2001. Her devotion and service has been acknowledged by the Catholic Church, recognizing her as a revered servant of God. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. We have a new playlist, Padre Pio A Thought for the Day. Check it out. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. Stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.